the second Wednesday of the month of June is when the annual Illyria Kiwanis Club Strawberry Festival takes place. So that means this one is coming up on Wednesday, June 11th. And to talk about that, we have with us the festival co-chairs, Robert Hartman and also Dr. Dennis Lehman. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So what preparation are you doing right now? Just picking those strawberries, getting everything ready for the festival?
Well, we're not picking them. We're ordering them right now and ordering all the food and organizing the workers. We have over 50 workers will be there from our club at various times. So we're in the process of ordering, making sure we have all the food products and the materials we need and just getting ready for the 11th of June.
Any idea how many strawberries you need to order?
We usually order 30-some crates. They're like come in a crate type of thing. We order them from a corporation, and then we get frozen berries, too, to help with them. And ice cream. We have to have ice cream and biscuits. And so we have carry-out as well as eat-in. So if they can't eat there, then they can carry it out, take it home. So we have that organized, too.
And it's a chance, obviously it's a fundraiser for the Kiwanis.
It is a fundraiser. It's our largest fundraiser. It's our 54th annual festival. Started in 1961 was the very first one that was held. And it's been going on every year since then. So it's a nice time. It's a good strawberry sundae, big sundae. And we also have other food concessions there. We'll have Sloppy Joes, hot dogs, cabbage and noodles, and then beverages. And we have entertainment. We have Nate Brenner and his combo playing easy listening and dance music out on the pavilion.
So it's a nice time to come that afternoon. It goes from 4 to 7:30. So you can get your meal there, or start with your dessert, I suppose, is the way you'd like to.
However you want to do it, just get in the right line.
You have people that do different things, but other ones that volunteer, I guess, to create the strawberries for you, the putting the biscuit and the strawberries and all that together.
Right, we have various committees within the major committee. You know, we have the people who are there at the door collecting the money for people who buy at the door. Then we have servers who dish up the strawberries and the biscuits and get it all ready. And we have concession people. Then we have carry out group. And then we have some people help clean up and clean the tables. We also have one of our members does chocolate covered strawberries, and she may have some chocolate covered pretzels and things that she sells there also, as long as the weather's not 95 or 100 degrees, because then it melts the chocolate too fast.
Right. Well, the ice cream is not friends to that much either as well. Again, it's the Strawberry Festival 2014. It takes place on the 11th of June from 4 to 7:30 at St. John Lutheran Church out near on West River Road near the library and all the place that's out there. People are familiar with that. And I'm sure you post signs on the roadway for...
There's signs out right now along Gulf Road 57, and there'll be a sign out in front that day, too, that we're here today with the Strawberry Festival.
Make people slam on their brakes and make a quick turn into the driveway to get that,
because
especially in the summertime, a nice... kind of a strawberry shortcake kind of thing is always kind of a fun remembrance for the summertime. You mentioned how this is a big fundraiser for you. What did the funds, how are they used for the Kiwanis?
Well, they're used for various things. We provide, we used to be Dial-A-Story from the library, and now we changed it to Tumble Books, it's called, and this is done all online. So with the Dial-A-Story, they would call in and hear a nice little story. The kids could do that, but now... This, they can go online, come in, and they can play games, they can hear stories, they can interact with things, so it's a lot more variety. So we provide that throughout the year. We help provide with Special Olympics. We help the Salvation Army, donations to the Salvation Army. We do a reading program where the kids in third grades, all the third grades, read a book, write a report, and then we have to select the best one from each grade. Now, we're doing that right now. The teachers pick the top three, so we only have to select from three. But then the winner in each class gets a bicycle and then a bicycle helmet from the Illyria Health Department and so on. So that's one of our other projects we do. We do scholarships for a high school, our Key Clubbers, which is our branch of Kiwanis in the high school. And those are the main things that we support. Right now the Kiwanis is trying to wipe out neonatal and tetanus and around the world. So we're in a major worldwide project trying to raise $110 million over a five-year period. So that's another project that we're funding at this time. We also help, as other groups, help provide something at the high school. We are provided the money for the science courtyard, they call it, which is inside the high school. So those are some of the various things that we do with the monies that we raise.
The other co-chair of the Strawberry Festival is Bob Hartman. Bob, I know you're a past president. When did you get involved with Kiwanis and why?
I got in Kiwanis about somewhere between 32 and 35 years ago. And I've done it because my main thing is children. I like to work with children. I like to watch them grow up, and I like to see them on the right path. And so if I can just help a couple, I think I've done pretty well.
Yes. Over that time, you've probably had a lot of strawberry biscuits and ice cream at the event, huh?
Well, yeah. I sit there mostly at a table in the morning with 10 or 12 other people and clean all those strawberries. Somebody has to do it, so we do it. And I think we have more fun than what Dennis has running around with. You know, he's like a chicken in the barnyard.
I got it. And you have something to show for it. You can show your red fingers from having all the strawberry juice.
Well, we wear all these gloves, but we have a lot of fun. And then as soon as they're done, it's usually noon, and then we have a pizza party and have pizza and watch everybody else set up the tables and stuff. And it's really fun to be a Kiwanian.
One of the other things that you help out with is the Elyria Area Parade of Flags.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That is a beautiful program. And I'll tell you, we've borrowed that from another city here in Ohio. And they have almost 4,000 flags flying. And, well, this is our third year doing it. And we have close to 500 flags out there flying. Now, you know, people, they decide that they'd like to join the Parade of Flags. They call us. And what happens, is that when you order your flag, you get all the holidays. The Boy Scouts come in, put the flag in your yard. And then a couple days later, they take it out. And then we store it. And then next year we do the same thing over again. So when you drive to Elyria and you see all these flags on the curb lawn, you know that's a parade of flags.
And we had Memorial Day just passed, so you had
a lot of
people participate for that. I guess the next one is Flag Day.
Well, we have Memorial Day and Flag Day, Independence Day, Veterans Day, Patriotics Day. We have quite a few, 7 or 8 days that you get your flags out for you, see. So anybody who wants to join our program, all they got to do is get in touch with us Kiwanians, and we'll be more than happy to put one in your yard. And, you know, the Boy Scouts, we pay them, so that's a good fundraiser for the Boy Scouts. So we help the Scouts, and the Scouts help us.
Right. In the course of scouting, they learn all about the flag, the proper etiquette that's needed to place the flag and fold it and that sort of
thing.
Yeah,
they put a steel rod in your yard, and then they put the flag over top. And then they take it all out whenever the time's up. So if you want to know more about it, get a hold of Mark, and Mark Stewart, and he's the chairperson for that, and he knows all the particulars.
Okay. And that's one of those things, I suppose, that kind of can grow a bit if there's several neighbors that have a flag, or somebody sees a flag in the yard pop up like almost like a weed, but in a positive way. And then they're thinking, hey, how can I be a part of that? Because it's one of those things that when you get a nice row or a street lined with some of the flags, it really looks beautiful.
See, on the street that I live on, there's only 3 or 4 flags out all the time. And there's about 18 on that one street. So now that they see mine in the yard, so for Memorial Day, we had almost all the homes had a flag out. Maybe not ours, but they had a flag flying. So it's just hard for me to explain because I get choked up a little bit.
It's nice to see the flag and the patriotism and just
that's
people,
right. It means something.
Sure, and putting it out there. Especially on a nice day, it also lets you know you see it blowing in the wind, and you're thinking it's just a
we had
place.
just the right wind to have it standing straight out, and it just makes you feel good.
And that's the Elyria Area Parade of Flags put on by the Elyria Kiwanis. And again, their Strawberry Festival is coming up on Wednesday, June 11th. If people want to get the pre-sale tickets for this, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way is they're going to contact any Kiwanian, and the Kiwanian should be contacting them. Many have a list of their permanent customers. And so if they know a Kiwanian or try to find somebody, it's $6 pre-sale, $7 at the door. But get a nice strawberry shortcake sundae and good fellowship, and it's a good time.
You get some raising money for the Elyria Kiwanis for all the things you talked about that you guys do. Thanks both for coming in this morning. We've had the festival co-chairs, Robert Hartman, and also Dr. Dennis Lehman. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.